the lines. And the one that was farthest away, well, he was it. So he had to put his fist down on the ground.
Both of them?
No, just one. You understand? Like that. Mm. And he put the marble. And they had to stand back like that, try to pluck the marble, away from his fist. You understand? And sometimes it could be painful.
No. Now, then they had that thing that you put a board on, sticking up in the ground, and you get on it and start
seesawing.
Yeah.
But they didn't play too much of that around. Yeah.
That was called a
seesaw.
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ones that went around. Did you ever see the ones that went around?
Yeah, I've seen them, but there wasn't much of that in this section.
Yeah, that was a what? That was a.
I do know the name, but I just can't recall. It wasn't a seesaw.
Yeah. Did you, now, any other things you do, like, would you tie something to a tree limb and make a...
Oh, yes, well, we would swing,
Yeah, or you go down to
swing,
the...
Yeah.
Did you have a place around here where you could... Did you have a kind of a... Some people would put a board between two trees and start going up and down on it. So, you ever hear of a jogging board or anything like that?
No, I never heard anything like that.
Kind of a limber board that they would put.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you ever have one of those by the side of the creek? You know, a place where you could run and...
Jump in?
Yeah.
No, Edsel, it's a funny thing. You'd be surprised that the people that lived on this river front, along this section, few of them knew how to swim or went in the water.
That's strange. Here you are right out there in that front of that beautiful... Water.
I haven't gone boating on the river in 40 some odd years. I know that to be a certainty. And fishing, I'm sure it's 50 years. And swimming, I don't know how to swim, and I don't eat the fish.
You never
swam. And practically nobody living around here ever learned to swim. There was only one family of kinfolks down further down the road. They were hoist, and all the boys in the family learned how to swim. And it's the only people around here I knew how to really swim. That's a funny thing. And at that time when I was growing up, the lake was really a clean body of water and a beautiful place. But not now.
Uh-huh.
It's become a big cesspool. I hate to say that.
You mean it's not good to go swimming in it?
No, I wouldn't go swimming. I wouldn't eat the fish in it. I wouldn't wash my hands in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the boys would get up maybe in a tree and they did what? They
Well, they'd climb up, and you know what most boys will do. I never have seen anybody build a house in a tree around you. You know, they feature that in so many pictures, you know, cartoons and things. But I never have seen that around in this section. I'll tell you one thing I used to do when I was a kid. This is a confession. We had these big chineberry trees near the road. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You understand? They make a tiny ball. You understand?
Yeah.
And about in the late fall, they're ripe and they're hard. And we used to get what we call a nigger shooter, which is a slingshot. And I'd climb way in the top of the tree.
Yeah, Henry LeMay called it a nigger shooter.
Yeah. And when the people would pass in the wagon, I'd let them have it right back, you know, not to this day. Anyone knows that I was up in that tree. Never caught me. I'd have caught hell if they caught me doing that. But the tree was as high as that, some of them, and were higher than that. They were all near the road.
And you did what? You?
I'd climb up, I'd get a handful of, you could just reach out and get a handful, and I'd wait up there, you know, quiet against the tree. And when especially some Negro would come driving